not recycled in a day.
Welcome to Rome Was Not Recycled in a Day. Keith and Molly back for another episode of the podcast that helps you to incorporate recycling more into your daily life.
Yes, we're here to discover more ways to recycle and also stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. And we'd love to hear from you listeners.
We would. In fact, if you have recycling questions, if you're wondering what to do with something that you can't get rid of, we've got a website and we can try and help. We don't know everything, but we know people that know things, and it's not what you know, it's who you know, which is why I know Molly.
Oh, it's a good one.
So you can go to RomeWasNotRecycledInADay.com, where you can find our nifty feedback form, our nifty, well, contact form. That's the word I was looking for. One of those forms. There's a form there, and you can fill out that form to ask us questions, send us show ideas, or even offer up ripe produce if you prefer. But speaking of not what you know, but who you know, we have two return guests on the show today, Molly.
I would love to meet them.
Oh, you have, because they're return guests. And they are George and Ben, and they are experts, not necessarily at recycling.
Hey, I am. Well,
yeah.
Not expert. I could definitely get better, but I'm definitely good.
Yeah, we are.
But what they're definitely experts at is baseball.
Duh.
It's obvious.
So obvious.
Well, we're so glad y'all are here, because I don't know a lot about baseball. So I'm going to ask you some really basic questions. Do you promise not to laugh at me?
Depending on the question and our answer.
You're so wise. Okay. How many innings are in a baseball game?
Nine. On a regular basis, there are nine.
Yeah.
This year, for doubleheaders, there are seven. Any game that goes into extra innings will go into the 10th, 11th, 12th, so on, so on. There are two halves of an inning.
Yes.
The visitors' team hits first.
Yes.
Then the home team.
Let's not go into that much detail.
Yeah.
Too
okay.
much detail.
What else did you want to ask, Molly?
What is your favorite thing about baseball?
Ben, you want to go first?
No, you.
You.
How about Ben first?
Oh, dang.
You're alphabetically first.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I like hitting and fielding and throwing.
Those are all good things. So what about you, George?
I just love that you can play almost whenever, and you never know what'll happen.
So do you like to play baseball
et cetera.
Better or watch baseball?
It depends.
I like playing.
Yeah. I like both.
Who's your favorite player?
Too hard for me to decide.
Like, does it have to be current
alive or dead?
All time
favorite player.
I don't have one.
You have so many that
so
you can
many.
Choose one, right?
Duh.
Okay.
How about you, George?
I'm narrowing mine down to about three or four.
Well, pick one.
How am I supposed to do that?
It's too hard. He agrees with me.
Well,
oh,
no,
that tells
it's
me a lot about
hard.
How much you love baseball and how much you know about baseball. If you can't even pick one. Do you have a favorite team this year? Just this year.
For the rest of my life, the Cardinals.
Lifelong fan.
And how about Ben? What's your favorite team?
My favorite team this year is the Mets, but we never get to listen to any Mets games.
Well,
because we're too busy listening to Cardinals and Cubs games.
Oh, we'll have to work on
that. All right,
that.
So talk to me about the equipment that is used in a baseball game.
So,
like, when a visitor team gets up to bat, they have a bat, right?
Obviously.
What about a helmet?
Yes. I think any league really requires a helmet when you're hitting.
Mm-hmm. So, good, because those balls are coming in fast, right?
Yeah, and I've seen multiple people.
Kinds of bats, George. The different things.
So, if you're just playing, a pickup game, usually it's a wiffle bat, which is made out of hard plastic.
Yeah, and you can recycle that.
Depending. Usually, Major League Baseball and Minor League Baseball have wood bats that are usually ash or maple.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and those are made from Louisville Slugger, which is in Louisville, obviously.
Gotcha. So, when I was growing up, we had aluminum bats. Is that still a
thing? We have aluminum bats in the house.
Do you use those?
Yes, I use those for all of my games.
Have you ever hit a ball so hard that you cracked your bat?
I have cracked many balls. I broke balls.
Uh-huh.
In half.
I've
dented balls.
He's dented a bat hard.
Yeah, I've dented a bat.
Multiple.
What do you do with a bat once it's dented or cracked?
We keep on using it.
Well, yeah. Well, it depends on what it's made of. Metal bats, you literally have to have a laser to break. So, I just wash those usually if they get dirty.
Yeah. Well, I looked up a couple of things because I don't know a lot about bats. Mm-hmm. But you're right. You used the word obviously about the Louisville Slugger. So, yeah, a wooden bat obviously comes from wood, right? And you want to choose a really hard wood so it won't crack. Mm-hmm. So you said ash or...
maple.
What was the other one?
Maple.
Maple.
I wish that Louisville Slugger would start manufacturing a maple bat with maple syrup.
Well, look at that. Bat with some syrup on the side. I love it.
And pancakes.
Pancakes, too. So if a wooden bat is no longer usable, then it will eventually biodegrade. It'll go into the landfill and come back to Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's not a huge pollutant.
True.
But a plastic bat and a plastic ball, I don't know what number plastic that is or what combination of numbers that is. So I was looking up when you can't use it anymore. Like, you can keep using yours for a while longer with the crack in it, but when you can't use it anymore, there are lots of ways to repurpose and use the bat for something else. Sure. And there are a lot of websites that have crafty ideas of what you can do with equipment to retire in a baseball game or from a baseball game or baseball practice. So in the show notes, there are a couple of links to different websites that give you different ideas for what to do with your bat or your ball. But until we know what number plastic that is, Target will take plastics that don't have numbers on them. Mm-hmm. I'm suspicious about where they go. I would really love to know where they take their plastic. But if your bat broke into two pieces and you just really couldn't use it anymore, possibly you could take that broken plastic to Target. And that would be a free local place to dispose. We bring up TerraCycle a lot. And TerraCycle is an amazing company that has zero waste boxes. But those boxes cost money because they have to pay shipping and some other fees. But they have a sporting goods zero waste box where you can put broken equipment. So that could be for any part of the baseball game. So you mentioned that the visitors bat first.
Mm-hmm.
So that means the home team is out fielding.
Yes.
So when you're fielding, what do you have on your hand?
Usually you have a glove, obviously.
Then everybody's got a glove, right?
Yes.
But what do you do when your glove's worn out? If you get a hole in it or it unravels in some part, like, what do you do with that?
Well, it's leather, so that's going to be really hard to recycle.
Guess what?
What?
There is a super cool company that has started taking old worn out leather gloves and making wallets. Out of them.
Whoa.
I was thinking that you could definitely turn it into a shoe or something like that?
It could be part of a shoe, yeah. Well, there's a website called recyclenation.com. That will be in our show notes too. But they make wallets out of old leather gloves. So if you don't send it in through a TerraCycle Zero Waste box or come up with another fabulous idea of your own, then recyclenation.com is an option too. You can get in touch with them. And maybe on the next Father's Day, you can gift your dad
with a new really cool wallet.
I know.
What a great idea.
So what do you do, George, when you get hungry at a baseball game?
Well, I don't have a hot dog. That's one of my favorite foods.
Mm-hmm.
Or 18-inch barbecue-style pizza.
Whoa.
I've never had that.
I have.
Okay.
Well, I shared it with three other people, or two other people. It's big.
When you buy a hot dog at a game, what's it wrapped in?
Aluminum foil, which is made out of aluminum, which is... Yeah.
So that aluminum foil, it has elements in it that were mined from the earth. Yes, indeed. But it's not necessarily very recyclable.
No.
Or really reusable, really, because it's so thin at the baseball park.
I know.
Yeah. Now, what if I have clean aluminum foil, Molly? Can I put that in my curbside bin?
I have heard mixed reports about that, and I have asked humans about it. I've Googled it, and I've asked... I guess you can't really ask a website. I've typed in questions, I guess. But the majority of the time is no. You cannot recycle it in your curbside recycling bin. The last thing I heard was buy the heavy-duty foil and then soap and water, reuse it. Soap and water, reuse it if you get food debris on it, and that you can reuse it many, many times. But you also don't want to be nasty and you don't want to attract bugs. So, mm-hmm. And some people are just not going to put in that effort because you just ball it up and throw it away, get some new. So yeah, so no bueno, don't recycle that foil in your curbside bin.
That foil that George's hot dog is wrapped in at the ballpark, unfortunately that just needs to go in the trash can.
Definitely not on the ground. Definitely make it to the trash can.
No. Yeah.
What do you do when you get thirsty?
Usually when we get hot dogs and stuff, we'll get like a drink, like Sprite or something like that.
And what container is that in?
Usually, sometimes, like at Birmingham Barons games, or even at the Tampa Bay Rays, Tropicana Field.
George, what's it come in?
Sometimes it comes in a plastic cup, like in Birmingham or at Tropicana Field. And mm-hmm.
Now, sometimes it also comes in those throwaway paper cups that are covered in waxy material.
Right. So if you're thinking about that from the perspective of the earth, right, if you put a paper cup with a little bit of wax on it, it's going to biodegrade quicker than plastic.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
The lid and the straw are problematic and usually don't have a number on them or one or a number five.
I see usually a number on a lot of lids that I get, although I think those are more like Chick-fil-A,
yeah,
things like that.
So here we are, and like we said in our intro, that we're trying to stay up to date on the ever-changing recycling world. So sometimes the facts change based on who is taking your recycling and who do they sell it to. Sometimes those contracts change. So right now, the best thing we can do is educate ourselves on what numbers are what of the things we enjoy. So say you go to Tropicana Stadium and you get
Field.
A Sprite. Oh, sorry.
There's a different...
Yes. Thank you for the correction.
There's a difference.
And you get a Sprite in a cup. And that cup is a number one plastic. And the lid is a number one plastic, and the straw has no number on it. And you drink the whole thing. What do you do at the end of the game?
What I would do is I would bring it back to wherever we go back to. Then I would wash it out and then check the and then if we came back here, then I would put it in our curbside recycling. spin.
Oh, I love it, George. What a great idea.
And here's another idea. Sometimes it's a nice memory of your trip to the ball game. So, hey, why not just, especially if it's good heavy plastic, put it in the dishwasher and keep it.
That's what I meant by the...
By the put it in the curbside bin part?
No!
Okay, got it.
Like a clear plastic one.
Oh, the clear plastic ones you would recycle.
Yeah, you would recycle those, but like a heavier plastic, like the ones you would get in Barons or Rays games, you can just keep and have water or lemonade or tea or Sprite or whatever.
So, Molly, are the clear flexible plastic cups generally ones or twos that you can recycle?
Yes, and I hope so, yes. So the flimsy ones are meant to be a single use, a one-time thing. Some people say that even though it says number one on it, and we know from previous episodes that number one and number two plastics can go in your curbside bin when they're clean and empty and dry. So some people say, no, it only is a number one water bottle like Aquafina or Dasani that can go in the curbside bin. But if it's a number one cup, it has a different resin around it, making it not curbside recyclable. That gets really confusing to me. So all I can fit in my brain is that number ones and twos go in the curbside. So look for ones and twos, make sure they're empty, clean, and dry, and put them in your curbside. If there's another number on there, let's talk alternatives. So a solo cup is usually a 5 or a 6.
I have no idea what that is.
You know, it's like a plastic cup that you can't see through, and they're usually colors like red or blue. And on the bottom, it says solo.
Okay.
And people use them at cookouts or football games or baseball games for tailgating, all that. I guess you don't tailgate at baseball games. See, show how much I know.
And on the bottom, it says solo.
That's right.
Sometimes you do.
The curbside bin. George, don't do it. No solo in the curbside.
I have no plans on tailgating soon. And it's probably going to be a while before we go to a baseball game and we're able to get refreshments. So
yeah.
I figure I won't have to worry very much.
Okay. Instead of worrying, let's be investigators and let's start looking at everything we get when we order or go to the store or when we prepare food. And let's start noticing all the numbers of plastic. And that will help us even when we go into the baseball stadium.
Mm-hmm.
See, I didn't say field. I'm learning, George. I'm learning.
Tropicana field is what you said?
Yeah. I said field instead of stadium.
Nice.
So we can start noticing what the food that we order, what it comes packaged in. And that's something very easy just to throw away and not notice. But that's something that we can start doing. Right, George?
Yeah. I, when I could actually go to school, I would try every day to remember to keep my milk carton and then put it in my backpack and then get it washed.
So, and then what would you do with it?
Recycle it.
Oh, I'm so glad. Because that's something every day, right? Every day you would get milk and it was recyclable. Was it a number one or a number two?
I think it was a number two.
Yeah, I think it was a number two.
Number one. Not sure.
Yes. Thank you for doing that in school.
I mean, it shows that you can recycle wherever you go.
Just with a little more effort, right?
Yep.
George, thank you so much for helping us look at our baseball game experience and equipment and snacks.
There's a lot more.
There is. You're right. This is tip of the iceberg.
I mean, I could talk about it for hours on end.
You could, but we don't have that long for today's episode, unfortunately. George and Ben, thanks for joining us today for a little recycling fun at the ballpark. And like George said, you can recycle wherever you are with just a little bit of effort. That's what we're all about on this podcast, helping you do it one step at a time. Remember, reduce, reuse, recycle, but relax, because Rome was not recycled in a day. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
This has been a production of Moose Crossing Studios.